Newspapers have been hit especially hard in this economic downturn, but one part of the print press seems to be clinging to life even in hard times: ethnic newspapers. The New York Community Media Alliance is an umbrella group for ethnic newspapers in New York. It says there are some 320 such publications in the city and that they reach millions of readers. Juana Ponce de Leon is executive director of the organization, and she joins us now from New York. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
These newspapers must be facing the same sort of challenges that the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal are facing. I assume that their revenues are down.
Their revenues are down. However, it is not the same type of dilemma that is facing the mainstream corporate media. This media sector in the main has been accustomed to functioning with very little resources. I always say they managed to pull the rabbit out of the hat. So it's not like supporting this huge infrastructure.
Are they managing to keep going? Have there been cutbacks? Have there been closings?
I would say that in the past 8 months, we heard of the closing of Latin Week New York, for instance, and Liberty Times, and 24 Horas, 24 Hours. Hoy, which was a paper from Impremedia, who is the company that owns El Diario La Prensa, they also closed. But the folks that were at Hoy are now starting up an independent newspaper called Al Día. So there is this back and forth.
Do you think that the big boys in the newspaper business could learn anything from these little guy community papers that seem to be sort of hanging on?
Well, I have been surprised to hear the mainstream papers, the Boston Globe, the New York Times, they keep on speaking about identifying their community. Who are our readers? Which to me, seeing how absolutely ingrained and essential this media sector is for the communities that they serve, there seems to be a disconnect. If you have the Haitian Times being the main source of news of what's taking place in Haiti, that rootedness in their culture and in their language and in their mores is something very, very tangible, very specific. And so for the New York Times to have the local focus diminish, how will it differentiate itself from other papers that are going through the same thing?
Ms. Ponce de Leon, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Juana Ponce de Leon is the executive director of the New York Community Media Alliance, an organization representing the city's ethnic newspapers.